This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Established in September 2020, Lumerous is a femtech startup that aims to support women, men, and couples who are longing to have their own child. They've created fertility support networks and are building a fertility community. In order to achieve the mission, they've built the first fertility community and marketplace in Southeast Asia, which bridges the gap between those who are suffering from infertility and fertility experts. I'm here with founder and CEO, Anna Yamauchi. Good morning, Anna.
Hi, good morning.
I have to start with, how did you end up in Malaysia?
Okay, yeah. First, I always wanted to come to Malaysia to start my business. And first, I actually came here as a Japanese expat a few years back. Then I worked for a few years with the Japanese company. Then, I met my co-founder in Malaysia. Then I started I started Trambilia, which is a medical tourism platform. That's the beginning of my journey in Malaysia.
Okay, before we get into Lumerous, tell me about Trambilia.
Okay, Trambilia is a medical tourism. I was the co-founder of this Trambilia, and then it's a medical tourism company. So people, they can book the medical treatment through our platform. Yes, then we partner with like 30 to 40 countries, and then we work with the more than 100 medical institutions all over the world.
Right. Is it still around?
Yes, it is.
Okay. How was it affected by the pandemic?
Actually, I left the company before the pandemic, so I'm not exactly sure. But but all the, not only the Trambilia, but also other, the travel, industry, they affected pretty much, because of the COVID.
Okay. How did you start Lumerous and why?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So after I left the, Trambilia, I personally experienced the miscarriage. It was, hard time. And then I have gone through physical and mental suffering for, a couple months. And then I wasn't be able to talk to my friends and my family about my miscarriage because I was pretty much, upset. Then I browsed, around, and then I couldn't find any support platform in Malaysia and Southeast Asia. So I thought, we definitely need such a platform where we can, talk about my issues or my problems. Then, I started Lumerous.
Okay, so it was a problem finding a support group. Was it a problem finding experts, the right fertility doctors and all that?
Yes, exactly. It's very common to talk to, we start with the fertility coaching, providing the fertility coaching. It's very common in Europe and US. When they face the difficulty of getting pregnant, they go to fertility coach or counselor. But it's not very common, and I couldn't find any platform in Southeast Asia, including Malaysia.
Okay. Do you have figures of how many couples would be suffering, out of how many? This is in Malaysia, Southeast Asia?
1 out of 6 couples are suffering with the infertility.
Right. Okay. So how was it trying to find all the right experts?
They usually use the Facebook community. There are many fertility related Facebook community. So they ask the question, I'm planning to go to this clinic. Do you think this doctor is nice, or how much is the price? They ask the they use the Facebook community. It's nice, it's free platform. But the thing is, not all the information is reliable or correct, because not those information are not answered by the doctor or nurse. Yeah, that's the concern right now.
Okay. Say I am planning to start a family and I have a problem, getting pregnant. What happens when I go to Lumerous?
So if you have issue, you could come to our platform, and then we provide a fertility counseling. Yes. And then also we partner with about 15 fertility centers in Malaysia. So you can come and talk to us, and then we can recommend the doctor or the fertility centers based on their preference, as well as we have the very interesting feature, which is Dr. Q&A. So basically, this is a free service for our users. So after you register with us, and then if you have any questions regarding the fertility issues or, something related to fertility topics, you can ask any questions through our website. And then the next few days, the doctor will answer your questions.
Right. How big is the community now?
Right now, we have about like 500 to 600, community members.
Right. That's a lot of people for something that just started September last year.
Yes. Actually, we started in 2020 September. So it's been almost two years. Yes.
Okay. Almost 2 years. Now, how do you vet the right doctors to work with?
Okay. That's good questions. Yeah. Usually we do, ask the community members about their experience. Yes. That's the main, this is how we, choose the good doctor. We get the feedback.
Okay. What is your business model here?
So right now, we have some business model. We help our community members to choose the fertility clinics and doctors. Yes. Then we do help them to send them. For example, we help them to make appointment on behalf of the community members. Then other than this, we realize that we need to educate the market, because usually people think fertility issue is only for women, but actually, 20 to 23, 25% is coming from male. It's caused by male infertility. So we realize that we need to educate the market. So every Wednesday, we run the online webinar. So we invite the fertility doctors, and then we run the webinar about the fertility topics.
Right. Are males willing to come and ask questions?
Actually, some male, they say, we are having issue, my wife, I worry about my wife. And then, some male come and talk to us, surprisingly.
Great.
Yeah, I'm very happy about it.
Right. And then sometimes they realize the issue is with the male.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, of course. We'll talk a little bit about your reach across the region in just a moment. I'm here with Anna Yamauchi from Lumeris. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Beyond frivolous mishmash, BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. I'm here with Anna Yamauchi from Lumeris, which is a femtech startup. And they're also one of the winners of the Sunway iLab Challenge. Are you available throughout Malaysia at the moment?
Yes, we are available throughout Malaysia and also Indonesia and Singapore.
Right, okay. If you talk about your network of doctors, how many do you have?
Right now, we have 65 doctors on board, and then 15 fertility centers on board.
15 fertility centers. So this is across Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia.
The fertility center is about only Malaysia.
At the moment?
At the moment, yes.
Okay. So I guess you would get people from other countries coming to Malaysia.
Yes, exactly. So right now, yes, Singapore and Indonesia, the number of people coming from Singapore and Indonesia are increasing.
Okay, which is medical tourism.
Yes, exactly. So it's related to my previous company.
To your past life.
Yes.
Now, your platform is not only for those who are suffering from infertility, but also for all women and those who are planning to start a family. So is this for women who want to freeze their eggs?
Yes, they can. So we still don't have much people who freeze their egg throughout us, but we get more and more inquiries, especially from Singapore.
Or what is the cost?
Yeah, cost for the egg freezing is about around 20,000 ringgit.
Okay, so from Singapore, it's very cheap.
Yes.
Okay, when you look at the people from Singapore, right? Do they not have these facilities in Singapore, or do they look at Malaysia because it's cost effective?
Yes, exactly. So yes, because of the cost, they come to Malaysia, especially Johor Bahru, JB. Mm. Yes, they come because only less than 1 hour from Singapore to JB by car.
Is it easy to find fertility experts in East Malaysia?
East Malaysia, it's a Kota Kinabalu, KK, Sarawak area, right? So they do have fertility centers in Sarawak and KK, but mostly most of the fertility center is located in the Selangor and KL areas. Hmm.
Okay, why did you decide to take part in the Sunway iLab Challenge?
I want to accelerate my business. Then we are looking for the investors at the end of this year. Yeah, we already at the pre-seed round funding. We closed the investment last year. And then, yes, but we are keen to, expand our business into Southeast Asia regions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we joined the Sunway iLab Accelerator and then, try to scale up our business as soon as.
Right. And how much was invested the last time?
Last time we managed to get investment around 100,000 USD.
Mm-hmm. And I guess taking part in this, it will open your opportunity for the Sunway group of companies.
Exactly. We already partner with, before this accelerator, we already partner with Sunway Fertility Centers, Sunway Groups. But okay. They help us to connect their groups.
Okay. The thing that you offer right now, is it available in Japan?
Yes, it's available in Japan. So I see some of the startup provide similar platform like us, but I don't see any platform in Southeast Asia, including Malaysia. So it's still blue ocean for us. And then we want to be the leading company for this fertility platform.
Okay, now if you look at Southeast Asia, what's a market for you plan to expand to after this?
We want to expand to the Indonesia, especially Indonesian market. The first is the population is big. Then second, right now, in Indonesia, they don't have any platform like us. And also some the Indonesian, they come to Malaysia for the fertility treatments. So I can see there is a potential. We are keen to expand, especially into Indonesian market.
Okay, it's a big market.
Yes.
Language, what are the considerations?
I don't, you mean the expanding business into Indonesia, the language? That's a good question. Actually, I've been to Indonesia, Jakarta, many times. Then I realized that in Malaysia, quite many, everyone speak, mostly everyone speak English. But Indonesia, we have to speak Bahasa. Mm. So that's the challenge for us. But I think we can sort it out somehow.
Are you planning to have this in Bahasa Indonesia?
Yes, we are planning to. Our website, we only have English, but we are going to add the, Chinese and also Bahasa as well.
Right. Okay. Well, actually, why the name Lumirus?
Yes, Lumirus is the combination word of the glorious and luminous. So both meaning is like a shining.
Right.
I know, when we have experience, when we have faced miscarriage or, infertility, we feel like we are in the dark tunnel, we don't see any, the light, we feel like we're walking into the dark tunnel. So we want to shine their life with our, platform and our service. That's the meaning of the Luminous.
What have you learned from the accelerator program?
Yes, so they have been very supportive, and then they've been trying, they've been connecting with us up to the venture capital. So so it's pretty much helping us how we can scale our business. Yeah.
Okay, so you're open to looking for more investors.
Yes, including the venture capital and angel investor, yes.
Right, so you're open to venture capital and giving away your share.
Yes.
Okay. What have you learned about yourself as an entrepreneur, right? With your first business and now this?
It's very tough, actually. Yeah. It's like, I didn't expect as hard as this. Maybe because, you know, when I start Luminous, it was middle of the COVID, you know, and then right now it's like kind of, you know, recession is starting. But yeah, so to be honest, it's tough. So yeah, but you know, because being an entrepreneur is my dream since I was 15. Yeah. Mm. Then by that time I talked to my dad about my dream and he was like, oh, why don't you become an entrepreneur? Then ever since, you know, 15, I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So actually I'm very happy, but you know, whenever I feel upset or, you know, I feel I face this some, you know, struggle, I always think back about, remind myself why I started this business in the first place. Then I feel like, oh, next day I feel like, oh, I should, you know, work hard again.
Right. And I think it's very personal for you, right? This business. So, and there's an emotional connection to this business.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I truly want to support for those, you know, who are struggling to get pregnant. Or who wishing to have a baby. I really, really want to help them. Yeah, that's one of my, you know, the achievement of my life. So yeah, so I'm very passionate, and then I'm really excited about my business, how we can scale scale up my business.
All right, all the best. Anna Yamauchi from Luminous. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.